What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, November 22nd, 2016, and the Tantrum Squad is back at it. Massive denial of service attack on my whatreallyhappened.com server just as we were about to go to airtime, and I can't deal with it. You would think that these buttercups and these snowflakes would get tired of doing this, but I guess the tantrum has to run its course and somebody needs to throw an ice bucket challenge into their face. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today besides the Tantrum Squad here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I think that's Mike back in our control room today. I really forgot to make sure when I checked on in. I think he's getting better. We'll find out there for later on in the show here. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about here. A quick reminder, we are live today and tomorrow. Thursday and Friday is going to be replay shows. We'll be back live next Monday. Now then, I'm sure a lot of you are sharing our disappointment in this announcement from Trump's aide Kellyanne Conway that there is no plan to pursue charges against Hillary Clinton. Blah, 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 blah. Healing, hasn't she suffered enough? And everybody's kind of upset. They viewed prosecution of Hillary Clinton as a Trump campaign promise. And it did generate a huge amount of support for him. And I've been getting floods and floods of angry emails today from people just upset and very, very angry. And I understand that. I'm very disappointed. I want to live in a just nation where those who commit great crimes will suffer greatly for them. I don't like having a criminal class that's above the law. And Trump has already damaged his credibility as chief enforcer of the U.S. laws. He's also handed Congress the means to impeach him because it's called obstruction of justice. If President Trump tells the Attorney General and the FBI to stand down, that is obstruction of justice. Now, politics is a practical profession, and I'll tell you what I think may be going on. The fact that Conway was the one who delivered this message signals that it is a political message rather than a legal one. Now, Donald Trump knows that all this rioting in Portland and elsewhere, along with all the death threats against the electors, is organized by a group of people deathly afraid of going to jail and even willing to assassinate him to avoid their day in court. So what I suspect may have happened is a deal has been made for Hillary to fade quietly into private life in exchange for calling off the riots and threats to the electors, which I will expect to see in the next few days. Now, I don't like this decision, but I understand why Donald Trump may have seen this as the best way to quiet down those trying to delegitimize him before he even takes the oath of office. And if I am correct, and Hillary Clinton was selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests with that private email server and using her so-called charitable foundation to collect and launder the payments, then Trump doesn't need a scandal on such a scale to become public and threaten the entire government he is about to take charge of. After all, he didn't make this mess, and he probably prefers not to have to deal with it. And like I said, I don't like this decision, but I understand why Trump may have seen this as the optimal course. Now, not everybody agrees with me. A lot of people are saying that Trump is saying this in order to forestall Obama issuing a pardon for Hillary Clinton, and that once he's president, things could very well change. Well, he could have done that privately without making it public, because he has damaged himself a lot. And I don't think he did it without a really, really good reason. So we're going to have to be let time solve that mystery. But I think that's what happened. If we do see the protests start to fade away, if we do see the threats to the electors start to fade away, then yes, a deal was made. Hillary stops trying to attack Donald Trump, and Donald Trump will call off the legal dogs. Like I said, Trump may have handed a hostile Congress the means by which they could impeach him. It's called obstruction of justice. Now then, moving on. I hate to say I told you so. Actually, no, I rather enjoy it. Okay, today we are seeing all over the corporate media the complete discrediting of that whole Pizzagate myth of pedophiles and all the rest of it. Remember, I told you right from the beginning, there's nothing there but supposition and assumption and a bunch of graphics, and it just didn't feel right. It felt like a setup, and now it is. And so we're seeing all over the corporate media, the New York Times, oh, it's just a pizza parlor. There's no child trafficking. Look at those wackos in the independent media and all the fake news they put on out. And I told you this was a classic poison the well setup. And the corporate media and the government planted this on the internet like they planted the no plane at the Pentagon nonsense. So now the corporate media has a handle to say, oh, you don't want to listen to the independent media. They're full of fake news. They had that Pizzagate thing here. And they're the same people who said Hillary was cheating on the primaries and was trying to cheat the elections and threaten the – so you shouldn't listen to anything the independent media says because they all had that Pizzagate thing. Well, obviously I didn't. The positive news out of all of this, of course, is that I was able to identify the obvious agent provocateurs, because those were the ones who 20, 30 emails, why aren't you publishing? You must publish it. You must put this on your website. And now they are now all in my email ban list. So there was a little bit of positive out of there. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. We're talking about the Pizzagate has proven to have been a false poison the well propaganda operation. We talked briefly about Donald Trump announcing there's no plan to go after Hillary Clinton criminally. But of course, Donald Trump can't order the Congress to stop their investigations, which are not criminal investigations anyway. They're fact-finding investigations. So we'll get a little bit more of the truth out there. And a lot of people are very, very angry, and I understand that. I'm angry, too. I would like to see Hillary Clinton in jail. But I understand that there may have been this deal made for Hillary Clinton to stop staging these riots in Portland and Los Angeles, stop sending death threats to the electors. And in exchange, Trump is going to say, you're not going to go to jail. Take your ill-gotten gains and retire quietly and go and sin no more. Now, the corporate media is still out there trying to claim or trying to promise their readers they'll do better in the future, at the same time continuing to try and smear the independent media with Pizzagate. The Los Angeles Times issued their letter to their readers. Yes, now that we're through the election, we promise we will be more fair, we'll be more honest, we'll be more balanced. We're the trustworthy source that you should come to. Again, at the same time, they're still out there playing the same games they always have. The reason is simple economics. They're paid the big bucks to control your mind. Nobody's going to pay them that kind of money to keep you informed. It just doesn't work on out. If they're going to go on making the money they've been making, they have to go on selling the product they have been selling all along, which is your mind. That's what they're really all about, selling your mind. Now, getting on to the fake news and who is really the fake and who is not. Remember all those TV news networks and newspapers and everything that said, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor? That was fake news. Or all those corporate media outlets who blamed the DNC email hack on the Russians without a shred of proof, knowing they were spewing fake news? That's the fake news. See, the New York Times has actually openly admitted it is willing to make up false news stories to make sure conservative candidates are defeated in elections. So if the Times fabricates a story, then publishes it, then everybody else, say the obedient left-wing media, repeats it, citing the New York Times as their trusted source. Now, ultimately, of course, when it comes to fake news, the U.S. government is the biggest culprit. And we have talked before about Operation Mockingbird, which is the mechanism by which the CIA controls the corporate media. And at this point, Americans are waking up and realize it isn't something that's rare or unusual or occasional when they're lied to by politicians and the media. It's nonstop. It really is like living in a real-life version of the Matrix. You look at these screens or you read those newspapers or you listen to the radio or your device, and you think that's the real world, and it absolutely is not. Now, remember when CIA Director Colby was testifying before Congress during 1975 during the Church Committee hearings into illegal actions by the CIA. And he openly admitted the CIA directs corporate media how to lie to the American public. How many times do you have to be reminded that you are being lied to by the government, by the corporate media? They even admit it. So, now today is the anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. And I don't need to go into it. Everybody already knows the issues there. The vast majority of Americans now know there was a cover-up. The Warren Report was a joke. And Lee Harvey Oswald did not act alone. But as long as we're on the subject of fake news, we cannot allow the anniversary of John F. Kennedy's assassination to pass without remembering Dan Rather. Now, back in 1963, Dan Rather was an unknown newscaster from a small market Texas TV station. When the Zapruder film first surfaced, he viewed it. Nobody showed it. The Zapruder film was not shown publicly until Jim Garrison's trial against Clay Shaw. Oh, it's too shocking. It's too bloody. The American people don't need to see it. But we have this newscaster who has looked at it, and he'll tell you what it shows. And what Dan Rather told all of America was the shot to Kennedy's head rocketed his head forward. And we have that video on the front of whatreallyhappened.com. Rocketed forward, rocketed forward. Because it was supposed to be coming from the book depository. And Dan Rather was immediately promoted to network stardom following that slight little fib that he did. Now, when Jim Garrison took Clay Shaw to trial, he dragged the Zapruder film into the public, and almost immediately everybody could see Dan Rather lied. Kennedy's head is thrown violently backwards because he's being shot from the front. And then the government hired all these scientists to try and concoct reasons why, oh, if you're shot from the back, your head is going to fling back. It's jet effect. It's rocket. It's the camera angles. They even got Walter Cronkite involved in all of this fakery. But it doesn't change the fact that Dan Rather misrepresented what was on that film to the American people. So you've always lived in a world of fake news. It isn't anything recent. It's been ongoing for as long as you have been alive. And you need to remember that. While the corporate media screams that they're fake, we're real, you should trust us. You should never trust anybody. Remember when Arlen Specter was finally confronted on the magic bullet theory in Senate hearings? I remember when Texas Governor John Connally finally passed away. And then Attorney General Janet Reno said, you know, we might want to dig out those bullet fragments from inside his leg because it seems that there's more fragments there than we're missing from the magic bullet. Stop kicking me. Stop kicking me. And boy, that one went away real, real fast. Because the x-rays of the bullet fragments that were still in Governor John Connally's leg were clearly much more massive than the tiny amount of mass missing from the so-called magic bullet. Now, each new government that comes on in, unfortunately, inherits the continuation of lies and cover-ups from past administrations. And unfortunately, Trump is no different. At some point, if this nation is to be saved, and I'm still not convinced it can be done even with President Trump, there has to be a Truth and Reconciliation Commission that will have the courage to stand up there and say, yeah, okay, previous governments have lied to you about this and this and this and this and this. And while we personally were not involved back then, we acknowledge the lies took place and we apologize collectively for them. And we promise we'll do better. Absent that, I think we're on a very clear path where the government and corporate media's credibility is in decline, and they can't reverse it, even with hoaxes like Pizzagate and attempting to smear the independent media. Because I wasn't the only one out there saying this Pizzagate is a setup. People are recognizing these things when they see them. Now then, another instance of fake news, as it were. When Donald Trump called Hillary Clinton a bigot, the corporate media just went ballistic, saying, he's gone too far, he's gone too far. But then the Clinton campaign releases a video saying Mr. Trump is the candidate of the KKK, and, oh, that's okay, that's freedom of speech. And one of the reasons that the corporate media is in such trouble was this obvious display of bias. And in a lot of these faux repentant letters to their readers, viewers that we're seeing come out of the corporate media, they're acknowledging, well, yeah, we did have a little bias. You know, we're human beings too, but we promise we won't do it anymore. The thing is, every time the corporate media does get caught in another lie, they say the same thing. Oh, yeah, we'll do better. And they never do. And they can't. Because they make the money they make to lie to you. They can't change their business model. Nobody's going to pay them the money they're being paid to start telling the truth. It's just never going to happen. And so that's why they're on the warpath against the independent media. Because if they can't lie to you with impunity, oh boy, those big paychecks are going to go away. Now, Donald Trump is clearly empathetic to our situation out here. Because Trump is now starting to meet the heads of various media. He had a meeting with a whole bunch of people at Trump Tower yesterday and with the New York Times today. And everybody walked into the Trump Tower figuring that they were going to get the ground rules of their access to the Trump White House. And instead, they got a Trump-style dressing down where he stood there and pointed at all these people, starting with Jeff Zucker, and saying, you're all a bunch of liars. People who were in the room said it was like facing a firing squad. Trump was out there saying, everyone at CNN is a liar and you should be ashamed. And from the point of view of the corporate media, it was a total disaster. They're not getting the access to the White House they thought they were going to be getting. And the media has now responded by going after Donald Trump harder than they did before. Because the corporate media all of a sudden seems to think they're really in charge of the country. They were supposed to pick our next president. And they didn't get the one they want, so they're just going to go after Donald Trump more. And again, they're just showing themselves to the world to be a bunch of spoiled brats who are just so used to getting their own way, and they react badly when they don't, like the people who have crashed my website now. Now, the anti-Trump protests are still going on, and they're not really making a very positive impression. Apparently, some of the anti-Trump protesters up in Portland decided they were going to go out and sine wave on the I-5, and to nobody's surprise, one of them got hit by a car. Guys, you're not supposed to be up there on the interstates for any reason. I mean, that was just ridiculous here. Now, this is a fun story. And apparently, the Democrats, the liberals, are so traumatized by President Trump, they're retreating into an alternative reality. There is a virtual reality app called Liberal America Simulator 2016, which offers the users an alternate universe where Bernie Sanders won the presidency and has implemented progressive policies that converted America to the socialist multicultural utopia they all dream of. This is getting a little creepy and weird. These people are just not dealing with reality. I think somebody needs to hack this app so that while they're wearing those silly little goggles, they start wandering around the I-5. That might solve a lot of problems right there. But taking this political correctness, we must have a safe zone stuff, to the most absurd possible heights. There's a college in Massachusetts has now banned the American flag to stop, quote, hate-based violence, end quote. This is the U.S. flag we're talking about. The stars and stripes is now banned on this Massachusetts college campus. We'll be right back.
You you, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to turn over to the war zones, emphasis on the plural now. As you know, the battle is continuing in Aleppo. There have been allegations that the U.S.-backed terrorists have been using chemical weapons on everybody around them, Syrian troops, civilians, and so forth. Russian chemical weapons experts are saying they are finding evidence of these chemical weapons. So they put in a request for the Organization of the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons to send their experts in to confirm. Now, back when Obama and John Kerry were trying to frame Assad for the use of the weapons, they were always hot for the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, the OPCW, to go on in with their experts. Yeah, go on in, stand right here, and you will conveniently see a chemical weapon used right in front of you. Today, though, is very, very different. The OPCW is refusing to send their own experts in to verify the Russian findings, and apparently this is under pressure from Western nations, primarily the United States. Now, in another context, on the so-called fake news front, over at LiveLeak.com, they have a wonderful video they put together. We just linked to it to the front page, WhatReallyHappened.com, where they went back and started collecting all these headlines that appeared in the corporate media, newspapers, or on TV broadcasts, how Russia had just bombed the last hospital in Aleppo. And this was a story that was constantly being replayed and replayed and replayed until finally the number of hospitals, the number of last hospitals that the U.S. media claimed Russia had destroyed, total somewhere over 20. So it's not really surprising that when Russia Today was in that State Department meeting, they said, can you give us the names of these hospitals that Russia supposedly destroyed and provide any proof that Russia had anything to do with it? And, of course, that tripped off the State Department spokesman to start screaming about how Russia Today wasn't real media. You've got to sit at the back of the room. And then, of course, one of the reporters for one of the other media outlets, to their credit, said, it's a reasonable question. And that provoked this full-on hysterical meltdown. So, now, yesterday we were reporting on how Turkey has had second thoughts about joining the European Union. Wise move, Erdogan. And would consider pivoting over to Russia and China to join their security bloc. And China has now announced Turkey would be welcome. Looks like it's a done deal. I mean, it's certainly well on the way. I'm sure there's going to be fine details to work on out. But Turkey is pivoting away from the U.S. Of course, what we can expect the corporate media to do, based on the prior precedent of Crimea, is they'll start screaming that China stole Turkey. No, Turkey didn't want to become part of China. China came in and stole them the way Putin stole Crimea. So what can I tell you? Over in France, as we mentioned yesterday, Sarkozy is already out of the presidential running. And it looks like Marine Le Pen is on her way. Now, Amnesty International has wagged their institutional finger at Great Britain and basically accusing Britain for acting like almost like cheerleaders for Bahrain's inadequate human rights reforms, saying that they're all out there acting like they're in support of human rights, but nothing, as usual, is getting done. Now, though, over in northern Iraq, a little bit of a fly in the ointment, at least from the U.S. side. The Prime Minister of Iraq is now insisting the Kurds have to return all the territory they seized. Now, this is not going to sit very well because the U.S. agenda was to grab parts of Iraq, Syria, and Turkey and create a new nation of Kurdistan, in order to continue the process of balkanizing the Middle East from large countries hard to push around down to little tiny countries that were easy for the U.S. and for Israel to bully. And Iraq is now saying, absolutely not. We don't want to go along with that. Turkey didn't like that idea either. Neither did Syria. Now, we've been talking about U.S. weapons. Very expensive, don't work very well. Yes, we have another story about that. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And it's unusual for us not to have callers this early in the show, so hopefully the phone lines are working. Actually, they are working here. Now then, we're talking about the weapons. We have criticized, justifiably, the F-22, very expensive, asphyxiates its pilots. We have criticized the new aircraft carrier, the Gerald R. Ford. It's full of all kinds of whiz-bang, high-tech, speculative technology. And even the Pentagon is saying we shouldn't have tried to do it all at the same time. And the Gerald R. Ford may never actually be usable in real combat. Then we have the Independence-class littoral combat ship, suffering major corrosion problems. The lead ship has already had to be dry docked and have major parts of its hull replaced. The Freedom class, littoral combat ships, constant problems with their power chain between the engines and the transmission and everything, just grinding up. And of course, the F-35, which yesterday we were reporting, the Pentagon's own testing people are saying this thing will never be ready to go into real combat, but it'll look really swell at the air shows, and that makes that $1 trillion worth it. Well, now there's a new problem with the USS Zumwalt, the $4 billion stealth destroyer. With the weird upside-down hulls, the stealth ship can be easily recognized from space, was going through the Panama Canal, headed for its new home port of San Diego, and all of a sudden, water started leaking in through the shaft seals into the electric motors that power those propellers. Now, I'm sure you're aware that seawater and electric motors is not a good combination, and to nobody's surprise, the engines stopped. And the power system, the integrated power systems, they've got like one big power system powering everything, that failed. So everything went down. Sensors, weapons, crew services, lights, radar, everything. Just blanked down. And the Zumwalt started drifting and actually hit the side of the canal, scraping the paint. And it had to be towed over to a naval facility that used to be a U.S. Navy base. Now it's owned by Panama, but Panama said, sure, go on in and tie it up. And they're going to have to do repairs right there before they can limp it back up to San Diego. Now, something about ship design. As you know, I live here on Oahu and down at the bottom of the hill is Pearl Harbor. And I do go out there and I take the tours of the submarine, the Arizona Memorial, and of course the Missouri. And not too long ago, as part of a charity thing, I was able to get on one of the private tours that take you deeper into the ship than normal tourists are going to go. And the design of the ship made a great deal of sense for something that was going out to war. There was the outer part of the ship, where everybody lived and worked, and then there was a center core of the ship that was heavily armed. And during combat, everybody goes into that center core so that anything hitting the outside, it's basically throwaway damage. One of the things that was immediately obvious is everything to do with electricity and power was done in duplication, triplication, five and six, multiple ways to run wires. From the control room that actually fires the main artillery, there are no less than 20 different circuits traveling through different routes of the ship to get to those guns. And that's how you survive in a combat situation. And for the Zumwalt to be put totally out of service by a single failure, that's not very good design. It's not very good design at all. I remember, I think it was about 2 years ago, the Navy was playing with one of their drones, and they lost control of it, and it actually punched through the radar housing, that little projection that holds the spy radar on an Arleigh Burke, just punched right on through the aluminum and destroyed $30 million worth of computers. I don't know what they're thinking over there at the Pentagon, and that may be one of the reasons why Trump has picked a retired general to be the new Secretary of Defense, which breaks a long tradition. We've had civilians in charge of the Defense Department. These are people who can be basically snookered by the Joint Chiefs. Throw money at things without knowing what they're throwing them at. So this may be a new a return of practicality and actually usability to our military design. Now, according to Stephen Lindman, who's a journalist and political commentator, his sources are telling him that Barack Obama really wanted to have a victory in Syria to go out of his term in the White House on as part of his legacy. A war president, we are victorious against Assad. Not going to happen, obviously. Unless he just hauls off and declares a nuclear attack on Damascus. And who knows, he might. We've got a long way to go till January 20th. We have a long way to go just to December 19th. And some of these people are certifiable, and we don't know what they could do. We know the War Hawks would love to get a hot war going with Russia before Trump can take office. And that would be a really good way to do it. Now, turning to the economic news. Down in Venezuela, they have now imposed a cap on bank withdrawals of just $5 per day to keep the banking system from collapse. Now, remember, it has come on out. Venezuela has been the victim of economic war by the United States. The United States has wanted control of Venezuela and its oil going all the way back to Hugo Chavez. They tried to oust Chavez. He was actually out of power for about a week and then put back in. After he passed away, Venezuela got a new leader with Hugo Chavez-like ideas. Wants to sell Venezuela's oil for the yuan and for the ruble and not the U.S. dollar. And the U.S. has been trying to destroy them for a very long time. Look how many people are being made miserable and suffering by U.S. foreign policy. And then they wonder why the American people stood up and said, we've had enough of that. Okay, we got a caller on the line here, Kenny in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. How are you doing today?
Doing good.
A couple of days ago, you were talking about James Clapper leaving, and you said, don't let the door hit you on the way out. You should have said, don't let the door hit you where the dog should have bit you.
I have not heard that one before, but sounds really good.
Yeah, I heard that on a cartoon. But anyway, the real reason I'm calling is Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show was ahead of you about Hillary not being prosecuted, and I just sent an email of his YouTube video to you. Well, I sent an email with his YouTube video to you. But basically, and I think probably the reason that they were so slow to call Wisconsin and whatever is, Trump's people were basically striking a deal with the Clintons that if Trump gets in, the Clintons walk. And I think that's why Hillary conceded so gracefully and Obama did as well.
Hillary did not concede graciously. She didn't concede on election night. She beat up her campaign manager when she did show up to make a speech the next day dressed in purple. I mean, it looked like she'd been rode hard and put away wet. And certainly these ongoing riots in Portland and this campaign of death threats against the electors signals to me that that John Podesta was correct when he said, we're not done with this yet. So I think the deal that was made between Trump and Hillary is much more recent. And basically they said, I'll make sure you don't go to prison. You stop attacking our electors and you tone these riots down. So what we'll see, by this time next week, we'll know if the rioters and the hackers and the death threats go away, then we'll know that was the nature of the deal.
Yeah, at least he appeared to concede graciously. But I agree. And prison's too good for her anyway. I think they should send her to Haiti and make her do what Gary Hagan was doing.
I think they ought to make Hillary the ambassador to Libya, and when she calls for help, they ignore her.
That would work, too, either way. Just putting her in prison to stare at the wall all day is too good for her anyway.
Well, again, even prison isn't enough. The way that you really hurt a money junkie is you take their money away. Larry Klayman had a solid RICO lawsuit against the Clinton Foundation. And had it not been blocked by a Clinton-appointed judge, that would have emptied the place. And don't forget, the IRS is still investigating the Clinton Foundation as to whether it's really a tax-exempt 501c3. And if the IRS concludes it isn't, the resulting tax bill, and it won't be a criminal prosecution, but that resulting tax bill for the Clintons will make them poor again.
Well, let's hope so. I'm sure they'll find a way around it, though.
Well, I really don't want to see that. I don't want to see our kids have to grow up in a world where if they steal a can of beer from a convenience store, they're going to go to prison for 5 years. But if their rulers steal the country from them and lie to them that it's perfectly okay, I subscribe to the founding principles of this nation, that it is a nation of laws that apply equally to everybody, from the guy laying the bricks on the patio all the way up to the occupant of the Oval Office themselves. That's the nation that I support, and that's the nation that I want to get us back to. Not this new feudalism where the nobility are immune for their acts.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Okay?
All righty.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Starting to think the phone lines didn't work here. Now then, the central banks are indicating their next move. They're definitely on a roll to try and ban cash, so that your money is always in their banks, at which point they can start raising their service fees and you can't do a thing about it. Now, they've already started banning cash in large part over in India. They almost crashed the economy. Gold is pushing close to $3,000 an ounce over there. Somebody wrote on in and said, we need to do like Goldfinger and get a Rolls Royce that, you know, is really made out of gold and, you know, send it over there and make a bunch of money. But that's what's going on. We're being told we should not even have the freedom to have the wealth that we work for in our own pocket. And that really is absurd. If all of the money is in the banks and the banks collapse, there's nothing out here for us to function on, is there? This is not a policy that really is planning for the welfare of the nation and the American people in the event of an economic catastrophe. This is a policy that, as usual, is there to protect the banks. Because in the eyes of our government, banks are very important, and you people, well, you're only good for breeding new workers and soldiers. You couldn't even vote for Hillary, so why should we give a codswallop about you here? Now, over in Germany, Alternative for Germany, Member of Parliament Beatrice von Storch, is saying that there should be an investigation into Angela Merkel because her open-door immigration policy has led to thousands of deaths of migrants drowning in the Mediterranean. And it's a bit of a reach, but it is a legitimate point. Here in the United States, we'd call it an attractive nuisance. If you have something really cool on your property and some kids come into your yard to look at it really closely and they get hurt, they can sue you. Because even though they're on your property illegally, you had an attractive nuisance. You lured them in. Well, that's what Angela Merkel did with the open door immigration policy. Come on in, we'll give you free stuff. And a lot of people died as a result. So there is legitimate grounds to say, yes, Angela Merkel bears part of the responsibility for those thousands of deaths. Now, we're hearing here in the U.S. that Obama's going away present to President Trump is to try and magnify the impact of the immigration crisis as hard as possible so that Trump possibly can't undo it. And we are seeing a report where border agents have been ordered to leave the corridors open and illegals are flooding in right now, 1,500 per day. Complicating that problem is that federal officials are saying that thousands of blank green cards have all of a sudden gone missing. And these cards could be used to allow terrorists and criminals to stay in the country, or just any illegal who can come up with the money. And here's where it gets into really bizarro land, okay? Over in Denver, Colorado, there is a sheriff who, a sheriff's department, rather, that has as their employment policy, you must be a U.S. citizen to be in the sheriff's department. Loretta Lynch's Department of Justice has just hit the Denver Sheriff Department with a fine for refusing to hire non-citizens into the position of sheriffs. I mean, that to me, that is way over the shark on that one. All right, we're going to go ahead and grab a phone call. Bernard in Vancouver, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good morning, or good day. What's on my mind is the assassination of the late President Kennedy, but also the nature of security of your presidents. But I'll mention a thing first. There was an interview this morning on CBC with the granddaughter of Zapruder, and you're talking about Dan Rather. What she reports, and she's studied this and knows it well and has written a book on it, she said Dan Rather was part of a group that had a gentleman's agreement that no one would take advantage and jump the gun and go public with a report before a certain time or whatever, but he did jump the gun, and she thinks he was mistaken, maybe being a little generous. So if he's got it wrong and he also gets the jump on the gun, it seems like he's in a position to get that implanted in the public mind in kind of an insidious way.
Well, there's no gentleman's agreement. Within the world of the corporate media, stories have what is called an embargo time. And that is to allow the stories to be distributed to all the members of a syndication group. And everybody is under contract to say that they can't run it until the embargo time. Maybe rather jumped the gun. But to this very day, he's never acknowledged that he made a mistake all the way back there in Texas. He simply won't talk about it. And to me, that doesn't mean it's a simple mistake, because he could say, I made a mistake. Heat of the moment, I made a mistake. And, you know, but he won't touch it. He absolutely won't touch it, won't acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm. Well, she said he was paid $50,000 for the print photo rights and $100,000 for the movie rights. So, and then the excuse that Time Life gave them was that the pictures were too graphic and too shocking and couldn't be shown to the public. So, and they didn't choose to do a film or anything. They just sat on it, as you say, until the Garrison probe.
And then, you know, what's really interesting, I remember this very vividly, when Garrison's trial made the Zapruder film public, okay, the corporate media printed clips from the Zapruder film, and they reversed the two around the headshot to support the head being flung forward story. I mean, if you look at my John F. Kennedy page, you will see all the corporate media was lying through their teeth, even back then. We've got to take a break for commercials, Bernard. Thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha. America. Welcome back to the show here. The Tantrum Squad is still messing around with my system, and we'll just have to put up with their nonsense until they decide that they're going to go away. But I did want to go back. I'm putting up the sub page of my John F. Kennedy assassination page. And basically, it shows that, yes, even all the way back in 1963, the corporate media was feeding you a line of bovine excrement at the behest of the government. And in particular, this has to do with the December 14th, 1963 issue of Post. And even back then, I was 11 years old at the time. Even back then, I had the instincts of an archivist, and I saved everything related to the Kennedy assassination. And I didn't really look at it until Jim Garrison's case against Clay Shaw. Then I actually looked very closely, objectively, at what was in these publications, and I could see there's a problem. And one example that has always been there, there was a photograph on page 22 of this December 14th, 1963 issue of Post magazine where they had a photo, the assassin's view. And the photo's been taken through a rifle scope, and it's looking down the road, and the car's in front, and they have two people playing Kennedy and Connolly, and they're perfectly lined up. And yes, it just makes perfect sense that the same bullet struck them both. There's only one problem. It's not taken from the sixth floor of the book depository. It's taken from the ground floor of the Daltex building, which, by the way, witnesses said one of the assassins was there. The Post staged a photo. And what's really interesting is the very distinctive brickwork of the book depository is visible on the right-hand side of this photo. You know it's not from inside the book depository. And it's just amazing. And then, of course, there was the photo taken by AP photographer James Alkins that captured the moment Kennedy grabbed his throat. And in the doorway, you can see Lee Harvey Oswald at ground level. I mean, it really is very obvious when you go back and look at it objectively what's going on. So, anyway, getting on back to immigration and the rest of it, Barack Obama and Angela Merkel are out there saying globalization is here to stay. They're out there saying we're going to make sure Donald Trump can't undo our push for the one world government. We're here to stay forever. And I can imagine the Roman emperors or even Alexander the Great saying the same thing. Our empire spans the globe. It'll never, ever go away. And then, of course, it did. A little bit of arrogance going on there. Laura Ingraham is out there correctly saying, we have a mass of humanity just walking across the border and availing themselves of social services while we ignore our veterans. And there's a solution. Let's make welfare as hard to get as veterans' benefits, and a lot of these problems are going to go away. You got to take a break here for station identification. We'll be right back.
To a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away, and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.